Okay, let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. First, the order of business is the approval of past minutes. Actually, let's do introductions first, go around and that way we can have it for the record.
Matt Rasmussen, Benton County Commissioner's Office.
Michelle Gerger, Ben Franklin Recovery Coalition.
Commander Matt Clark, Benton County Sheriff's Office.
Tim Raymond, Franklin County Sheriff.
Mike Gonzalez, Franklin County Administrator.
Excuse me, Jordan Martin, Office of Justice, Business Development Experience.
Lena Hoffman, Franklin County Colored Basin Toll Association.
Joel Chavez, Benton County.
Kim Ledger. Kelly Harris, Benton Franklin Health District and alternate for Carla. Erin Petty, Franklin County.
Chad Michael, Benton County.
Cindy Saunders, Benton County.
Kyle Sullivan, Service Manager.
Ryan Washburn, Benton County Therapeutic Courts.
BJ Olson, and all for Franklin County. Moving on to approval for minutes, any discussions or additions, corrections to minutes from our last meeting? Move for approval of the minutes. Second.
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, we'll enter into a time for our public comments. Thank you for joining us today. We have several guests here today. If you would like to address the committee, this is your opportunity to do so. We also will have a opportunity for public comment after the discussion and business items of the committee. Anybody like to share with the committee?
Sure, I'd just like to introduce myself. The Auburn property across the street, so it's a condo association. My name is David Fritsch, sorry. There's a group of offices there, those one-story brick buildings. It's a condo association, I'm the president of the condo association. I'm with somebody at the start. I just wanted to introduce myself as a neighbor and offer my contact information. Cell phone numbers, I can email it. Anyways, wanted to introduce myself. We are redeveloping that that center, and we're very excited about center coming across the street. They've done a good job of kind of revitalizing it where it was a couple of years ago. I think this time we'd be interested in that. We still have several vacant units, so we'd be interested to know what would be beneficial to put in there during this this period of construction. I'll be around. Oops.
Thank you. Any other comments? All right, moving on to the discussion items. The first item of business is recovery center update.
So I'll give a brief update. I think most people have a general idea, but within the last month, we had executed a contract with our design build firm. We had the kickoff meeting with them, and they are now entering into what they call the validation phase of the project. And so that's where they begin working with the county. We have a representative from Comprehensive Healthcare that they're also meeting with, and they are going to start as building or taking surveys of all the facilities to get an idea of what currently exists there, putting together an existing conditions drawing, and then giving us some recommendations on layout and floor plan and mechanical systems and those sorts of things. And we expect to see some significant progress probably in the next 3 months, that they'll start really beginning to pull together schematic designs and those sorts of things. So that is the major major change on that side of it. We're also going to be continuing. There's a small group of us who are meeting with Comprehensive. We're going to meet again next week to continue discussions on what a contract starts to look like when the facility is ready to open. So we'll have some further discussion on that. And there are probably some questions that are coming out of those discussions that we'll bring back to this committee to get some feedback on what we think in relation to services, things that we may or may not want to consider paying for. So as we get those all compiled, list,
and send them out for discussion at an upcoming meeting. That's all I have. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Matt? All right. The subcommittee that was working on the Sobering Center recommendation, do you have something to share with us today?
Yeah, so for those of you that were not here last month, Lawrence Counseling Center came and gave a presentation on providing sobering services, and they presented that they wanted to start providing services in Pasco. It's a Margaret Street location, which is right by the hospital and the county jail, which they felt was a pretty good location. So a group of us met to discuss those services, including the proposed site. I think it was on the 21st of September when we met. And so the recommendations that we came up with is that at this time, we do agree for the for Lawrence to start providing services at the Margaret Street location, with the expectation that if the recovery center opens prior to the end of the contract year, an effort will be made to collaborate providing sobering services at the Kennewick site. And so that we can not be focusing on the one-stop shop model. And then the other recommendation was, we recommend that we include language that allows us to elevate the demand and the average occupancy of the unit at the year, after the contract, to determine if operating cost is in alignment with services needed or being delivered. And then the third recommendation was that we recommend adding additional expectations around periodic reviews, such as outcomes and having a communication structure that provides, that supports a model of quality improvement and open communication with partner agents. Those are our three recommendations. Some of that, Sheriff Raymond was there and Kim was there. I don't think you guys have anything else to add.
Sounds like they're amenable to, you know, have a year contract. I don't know where things go. Might be in, they might be out. Their location is what sits right between the jail and hospital there. And if I was reading it right, without going and talking, they're going to use the gentleman's house that's built in, I think. Have a bunch of bedrooms and cars. So then use a couple of vacant offices. But at least, interim, we can weed law enforcement and firefighters, drop people off there where they can at least clear their head and try to plug them into existing services. Discussion about that they ran the detox center and they do a very good job at it. But at some point, somebody's got to get in front, sitting around. What was their cash price they were asking for?
That's what I was looking for. I don't think I
only 600,000. Was it 600,000? So that's just budget dust right now. What's sitting in the accounts for collection. So, and the other group withdrew, is my understanding right now.
Sorry?
The other group that were.
Yeah, they withdrew. Yeah. United Family Center withdrew.
Think in a minute, they put Heritage College in. So that's the only RFP, if you will, that's on the table. I'm voting for it. I mean, people on my side of the county.
Questions, PJ?
Yes.
A couple of questions. One, the location, are we confident that it meets the code requirements? Because there are several code requirements for that level of care. For instance, sprinklers, there's access issues, all of those certain things. Are those in place or would that have to be done?
They made it sound like it meets the codes because it's an outpatient facility, it's not a residential treatment facility. And they would be requesting an off-site certification for Department of Health, which would make it, it would be a lot quicker for them to start providing services.
They estimated 3 months, right?
Yes.
And then the other question that I have is, we had some conversation before about medical staff evaluation, and I didn't get good clarity last time at the conversation. Is that going to be in place with no expectation that EMS is providing that service for them?
We have not spoken with Lord since their presentation, so I guess we can go back and ask them those questions.
I think at that point, though, they indicated that they would have an opportunity to walk a patient over to the hospital for evaluation, should they need that, but I don't think they committed to it.
Other comments, questions?
But I wasn't here last week, or last month, so is, are we, is looking at possibly doing a second location at the KGH Road as well?
That was our hope.
Yes.
That we can't meet with Lord again and ask if they, because they, I think that the last one they presented, they said they would be amenable to it. But yeah, I think that, you know, hopefully again, see if the site is, becomes available and something like that, the primary location with the possible site being the outside location.
Yes, I'm a little confused. You're talking about two sobering centers, the two locations?
That's what I was, that's what my question was, if, because from the minutes from last month, it said, depending on the location,
I think once complex everybody's talking about are done, the ultimate thing that that's, don't have a contract with Lourdes, or you renegotiate the contract with Lourdes and say, this is where the one stop's going to be. And if you're still on play, you're going to have to rethink.
I think that was kind of where we left it, is let's get this going.
Right.
When we get the other one open, and we would decide what happens.
This is just an interim then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Other questions or comments? Joelle, you said that you had three recommendations. Are you presenting those unified as a motion for this committee? If so, can you summarize that into a 2 or 3 sentence motion with the notes provided by the secretary?
I guess it could be two motions. One would be approval of the location and the other one, because the other one is.
We certainly could do that, yes. Okay. If you want to make it two motions, I don't have a problem.
Okay, so the first motion is to award a 1-year contract to Lourdes Counseling Center to provide sobering services at the Margaret location in Pasco.
I think the motion would be to recommend to the commissioner to enter into contract negotiations. Sorry.
And then the other one, recommend that there'd be.
Let's do it first. So the motion is that the committee is recommending the commissioners enter into contract negotiations with Lourdes Counseling Center for a period of 1 year as an interim. Any discussion?
I just have
Since this is, I'm assuming discussed with both boards, but my assumption is because these services are in Franklin County, it'd be a Franklin County contract,
And then Benton County would have an agreement with Franklin County to share in those services. Anybody see it differently than that?
I think that two county administrators would have to be able to figure that out.
Yeah, that's kind of how I would see it go, and have a joint county contract with a contractor is very difficult, be much better. Here's that. It's in Franklin County, doesn't make sense for Benton County to contract for services there, then we would have an interlocal agreement.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Would share services beyond that.
First rolls of.
That's all right.
So can I ask, should there be a caveat put in place regarding licensure of the facility if there are, if. You know, if it comes back and then needs to be sprinkled, that's gonna probably, I mean, that's gonna create a real financial. Issue, so I had a motion should include, or if the discussions with the board of commissioners pending, you know, contract pending. That site being approved for these services.
The big, and just my thought on that is that. That really comes down to a decision for the commissioners to make based on what the ultimate cost of the contract comes to. This board, this committee is potentially voting, want to have an agreement, not the commissioners, so they have to make the final decision by then.
Well, I think the city passed, but they came in and said, well, you have the. Fire sprinklers or whatever, they believe that the obstacles are, it's going to be a large responsibility to put the sprinklers in. Not this group or anybody else. They have to bring the facilities to what it is, that's a 23 hour facility, so. I don't know why you have to even put that in there, be quite honest, because they're the ones that have to meet that as part of. The RFP. I know that they plan on using their own, their license under their hospital. The city of Pasco and lots of people have a hard time. Their hospital. That's just. I think they'll put the sprinklers in, that's an issue.
I realize I neglected to get a second.
All set.
Thank you. Wrong order. Any other discussion or questions? Did you get that motion? Can you read it out for us?
To recommend. Food services at Margaret.
All right. Call for the vote, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, okay, what's the second motion?
Boy, the second one is that we recommend the county commissioners that. Language is added to the contract to. Outcome language and. I guess utilization would use be made. Period, basis.
And we'll add your notes to the. To that recommendation.
So in plain English. A subgroup within this group that Matt. That actually meets with. Boards and they report on a monthly basis statistically what's happening so that we can understand. Are you filling all those beds, not filling all those beds, or if they decide that they're going to turn somebody away when they shouldn't be turned away. Why are you doing that to hold them accountable to make sure that they're doing 23 hours sober? Somehow set the mechanism up where they report to. That it doesn't have to be a ton of people, fellow people. Sobering services so that they can provide statistics so they can come back to this board and say. This is what's going on the basis, so everybody's not in the dark. Left out of the inner circle. And again, that's in plain English.
Clear as mud. Thank you for clearing, Gordon. So the motion is to, could you read that through one more time? Because I wasn't super clear on it.
That we recommend to the county commissioners that we include outcome-based language and also
Utilization.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, can I just say something before we agree to this motion? I'm wondering if it would make more sense, like how Comprehensive got the contract for the recovery center, and now there's a subgroup working on the contract. I wonder if it would make sense to have a subgroup of these individuals work on the contract instead of putting that onus on the commissioners to make sure that language gets in there? Like, who's going to be creating the contract for this? Maybe those individuals could get together and say, these are the outcomes we want in the contract. I don't know. Instead of putting it into a motion, just say, we'll have somebody develop the contract. This small company develop the contract with all of these outcomes that we want them in.
Disagree with that, except for you're going to have a legal, someone legally looking at that. That's going to, in county settings, that comes out of the two prosecutor's offices to make sure that it's the form. So they'd have to be involved in someone or another because it's a contract. But I think what they were trying to envision is similar to what you do on a monthly basis, where you come in front of the board, you know, all these different commissioners, and you say what's been happening.
Right.
You know, these are our numbers. These are our failures. These are our successes, our struggles, you know, all those type of things. What takes you, when you talk a long time, so it takes about 30 minutes or so, and you're feeling the root of what's going on. So no one's left in the dark and has an understanding of what's taking place. I think that that's, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kim, they wanted, you know, some sort of reporting mechanism that says, are you doing your job? Or is the $600,000 that we're giving you, are we getting our monies?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
Hold on a second. We still haven't dealt with the motion. Are we, because it hasn't been seconded. So we're discussing a motion that hasn't been seconded, so.
Can do that.
Just trying to keep things in order here. So the motion that you made was to recommend that the contract include language for outcome measures as well as updates in terms of utilization statistics. Do we have a second for that? Sorry, you guys.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion on that motion?
Just, I think that's a great idea, Cindy, because my suspicion is that, you know, if we're trying to formulate the contract, it would help me because I don't want to be reaching out to all disparate, hey, you know anything about this? So I don't know if that could be added as part of the motion. Maybe
you could make an amendment to the motion.
Yeah, that would be nice.
How was the, when the contract with Comprehensive, how was that done? Because a small group of us would be with them, work through the details. Ultimately, like Sheriff Raven pointed, it's going to have to, Franklin County will have to develop that contract, and then it will have to happen. So I think that giving direction and the things that this committee feels are valid, including that via motion is appropriate. But then there should still be some sort of assistance for Franklin County to help write that contract.
Right. Yeah. So, to Sheriff's point, our guys will have to, you know, check at the form, but I don't want to be making up ideas myself, like, what Mike Gonzalez thinks is a good idea, you know.
That's why I asked for help on the other.
Yeah, it's a lot of process.
Perhaps our group could provide recommendations regarding what evaluation tools or what we want to see evaluated or reported on.
That would make sense.
But not the whole contract, just.
And I think more specific equation to do that is, okay, if we're making those recommendations, they deliver on these. So I think there has to be, you know, that two-way communication stream to have that involvement.
So I'm just wondering if contracts are the same right now, but I know that, you know, you used to work at the county, they used to have boilerplate language, and then they had a separate statement of work. Can a small group of us meet to work in that statement of work or to add to that statement of work that's going to be included? Boilerplate contract?
Is that an amendment to your motion?
Yes.
It's an amendment on the motion to add language of the subcommittee for substance use to make recommendations to the contract for language on that, sorry.
Reporting mechanism?
Yeah.
Anybody second the amendment?
Second.
Chad has seconded. Any discussion on the amendment?
One other. Cindy, probably we could take a look at that piece for that. Hear what the state's doing. Promise.
Yeah.
On the committee, whoever's putting together the boiler.
Those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now we're going to be voting on the amended motion. About that, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Can you read it out if you do? She's earning her money today.
So I have the motion to recommend to the county commissioners the language to the contract as well as the statistic and the subcommittee.
Any discussion or questions? Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This is exciting, actually. We're actually doing something. Well, we've been doing something all along, but something that is more tangential.
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 Tangential, thank you. I'm tangential today, okay. Next order of business is field responders RFP, subcommittee follow-up.
I don't know that there's a lot to report on. We sent out a draft based on the feedback that we got at the last group meeting. The big question for this group is, it's written that it's been in Franklin counties. I don't know if we want the, it should be, I think it should be our group, but it should be a shared resource between both counties. But should the RFP be written in that way? And so then we would put both logos on and we would have the language that's in there. But I don't know if that's, and if that should be one county posting or what that should look like.
I think maybe Mike and I can talk about that. Typically, it's easier from a contracting standpoint to have one county be the contract.
Yeah.
The other county have an agreement.
Sure.
That. It can be done, just that joint contract.
Sure.
But Mike and I can connect on that, decide how that should go.
Yeah.
Is that, the RFP, is that, then we would be issuing that RFP?
That's the goal today.
Okay.
If we're done, if there's no feedback that we put.
Okay.
Once it's in final draft, we'll clean up the language once Matt and the Franklin County Administrator would meet, we would change the language in there, just make a Van County, that's what we decided. But it's from our view, it's done.
It's ready to go.
Yeah.
Any questions or discussion? Make that a motion.
Sure, yeah. Make a motion that after the Benton County Deputy Administrator, Franklin County Administrator meet to confer on the language and how it was the host agency that put the RFP out, that's right.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Discussion? All the question, those in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Right. We are entering into the second opportunity for public comment. We have guests here this afternoon. Thank you for being here. Here we got two people. Okay. If you would like to address the committee, if you could come up to the table there and then tell them your name and what you would like to share with us.
I'm Nancy Roach, and I have been attending this meeting periodically, but missed the last few. The last meeting I attended, I know there was a suggestion that the committee have language around mission and vision for the committee. I'm just wondering if that comment or that suggestion was ever taken up.
I think that the mission and vision for the committee is established by the original language for establishing the committee. So, yes. Beyond that, I don't think we've done any work.
Does that seem like something that should happen or not? The comment was made in context of kind of a lack of clarity of what the overarching mission is.
I think, to be honest with you, I think beyond what the initial language of what the commissioners established this committee, I think going beyond that would have to be revisited by the commissioners, to be honest with you. So I would just refer the public back to that original document. It is online there if you want to read it. We're not like a nonprofit organization, or we're just a committee that is serving the commissioners. I would be open to any other comments from the committee if you would like to add to that.
Ms. Roach, you're saying that should be mentioned, value statement developed by this group?
Well, there was real interest reflected in that comment that was shared, I mean, maybe 3 or 4 meetings ago by you. I didn't bring it up. And at the time, I thought, oh, that would be helpful to the community, I think, to have a little more clarity around this. And there seemed to be a few people that agreed with that. So I just was sure it could be done. But it doesn't feel like there's any lack of clarity around mission for the vision thing.
I thought from the, I wasn't here last month, but reading through the minutes that was kind of discussed and included with the branding. And I think it is really important to have a mission and vision statement of what we are doing and where we want this to be. I think it lets the community know really what we're about and the goal that we have.
Well, good, Mr. Chair. We have a communications subcommittee, I believe, who's established that maybe that's they could take the original formation resolution and still a mission and vision statement from that and take back to each board of commissioners. I think ultimately, I agree with what you say, is the boards would want to put that kind of statement because ultimately this committee does serve the boards of county commissioners. So I don't think there's any, I've served on other boards and committees at the state level that have their mission and vision statements. And so
It's not unusual.
Other comments or discussion on that?
I think that could be really useful in defining the scale and scope of our work. Basically, the building up and setting up of the recovery center is a large focus, but is it broader than that, or is it near to that? I think it'd be helpful to define that in the mission vision.
So, listening to your statement down here, and so you believe that. What committee?
There's a communication subcommittee. I don't think they've been real active.
Should sit down and do a mission.
Early on, we formed, there's a group of them. I can't remember who's on it. I have to look back, but that would make the most sense.
And there's nothing that stops somebody else to sit on that subcommittee to provide input for development of a mission and vision statement.
Right.
Now, is this a mission statement for our committee or for the recovery center? Because I see it here.
I think those discussions, there's been both.
Yeah.
It's okay. Both topics have been discussed. So I think Ms. Roach is specifically speaking about the committee at this point.
Okay, all right. Because I wasn't here last month either, but I see in minutes that it was discussed about the vision.
I think the discussion.
Mission, they're made in the recovery session.
The board said, sign, one of the board said, sign some dollars to have a, so to develop that for the recovery center.
Okay.
I don't know that we need to engage a consultant to develop that for this committee.
Yeah, sounds like we need for the communication subcommittee.
I can look up and remind myself of who's on that.
To ask an email or assuming the committee is agreeable to that.
Remind them of their mission service.
All right, we had another public comment.
Hello, everyone. My name is TJ. I'm from Sydney. And so much money is being spent on developing the center, which is really but I'm from being a part of this to do face these detoxing somebody and making them better and sending them out only to bring them back. Because 67% of patients, they don't take medication. And substance abuse has so many other factors which are bigger. And if, as a pharmacist, I would like to comment. I believe that all the money we are spending and all the pharmacies going around, we develop a special technology which we don't spend it, we don't charge anything. We can track the patient whether they're taking medication or not. Every single dose. There are only pharmacies that can do that. And if there is needed enough, if you can offer enough. I see that you're working with the first housing center with the project. Any questions?
Thank you. Other business. My understanding is that Franklin County is establishing therapeutic board and do you want
to? Yeah, sure. Pardon me. They're in the process of starting up a therapeutic board in Franklin County, which is fantastic. Judge Rosco is the presiding judge for that. she recently just hired, she started last week, a coordinator for the therapeutic board there. Her name was Dr. Alyssa Pierce. She came and spent part of the week with me over here, kind of getting a crash course. She's new to the treatment court world, but she has loads of clinical experience, which is great. In our discussions that we were talking about the recovery center, because she's new to the area as well. I was explaining about the advisory committee here and, the thought crossed my mind that, being a therapeutic board for the Franklin County Therapeutic Board, if there was a way to add her into the committee with the non-voting member like myself. And so I didn't know. I posed a question to DJ before the meeting started. So
I think it would make sense. I think that it might. I don't know, we'd have to go back to commissioners in terms of the resolution they have.
Yeah, the resolution spells out the voting and non-voting members, so yeah. You have to amend it. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Created it, it wasn't a thing for the fair report. And just pretending one up. Absolutely, mission out there.
Yeah, I think it would make sense.
Awesome.
I move that we recommend to the commissioners to add the Franklin County Therapeutic Board to the non-voting member list for this committee. Do we have a second?
Second.
Normally the chair is not supposed to make a motion, but are you a voting member then?
No. No.
Yeah.
I second.
All right.
I'll second it.
Any discussion to making that recommendation?
The only thing I'll say is by doing that, it's going to help to. It'll be a good foundation for our district court, therapeutic court process, because once it gets going, it's going to balloon.
Absolutely.
That would be a nice person to have advice, especially when you're going to be trying to plug incarcerated into programs, et cetera, and trying to hold them accountable. For lack of better words, it's kind of separated away from the Benton Franklin County Superior Court concept, more to the district court concept that's here. It's pulled out of the station, it's going to happen. Fighting over, and we're going to figure out how to build good therapeutic courts with our district court systems, because that's where it belongs for us, for the Franklin County. That's
absolutely where it belongs.
Probably really helpful to have her input.
Any other discussion questions? Read out the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any other business?
Can I ask if any progress or developments have occurred with the break since our last? Oh. It's still on your to do list?
It is.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other business? All right, the meeting is adjourned.